Here's a snap, a pitch back to Zacchaeus Turner, their big play guy. He's taken to the right side, turns upfield, blows a Blue Ridge player over, and is pushed out of bounds. It's going to be about 10 yards on the carry, a first down for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, good pickup right there by Zacchaeus. It was on defense there, number 34, Caden Walker, making the stop for Blue Ridge.
Shotgun formation, two receivers to the left, man in motion. Here's the snap. He's going to keep it. Trenton Jones over the left side, breaks through the linebacker level and moves the chain once again.
That's about a 14-yard pickup right
there.
That's
going to be
about
14 yards for Trenton Jones.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of men in motion early, and it seems to be throwing the Blue Ridge defense, got them on their heels. And right now they're running the ball exactly like Cooper wants to assert themselves here early in the ball game.
Got to that red zone in three plays. They're at the 20-yard line, first and 10 for the Bulldogs. Here's the snap. Fakes the handoff up the middle. It's an option out to Turner. He's turning it upfield. He's got a man in pursuit. It brings him down at the 10-yard line. But, Brian, move those chains again. First down, Bulldogs.
Yeah, 9, 10, 10, 14, 9.
Yeah.
I mean, wow, they're just running all over this defense right now. Blue Ridge is going to have to make some adjustments, maybe spread their linebackers out and contain the edges, because everything is coming outside of the tackles offensively for Cooper. Great run.
A little misdirection, too, that was very effective when you have Knickerbocker and Zacchaeus both threats to run the ball. Pistol formation, two backs behind Trenton Jones. Here's the snap, fakes the handoff. It's to Knickerbocker over the right side. He's in for the touchdown. Watts is in, untouched. Cooper goes up 6-0.
Oh, yeah, once again right there, just coming around the near side, getting outside. The inability for Blue Ridge to contain on the first down. Look to see some adjustments if they want to continue to stay in this ball game as we roll on.
9 minutes left in the game. Cooper up 6-0, pending the extra point. They line up to kick one. And he's missed one extra point all season, Brian, and that's it. Here's a snap. Here's the kick. It's up. And it's good. 7-0 Bulldogs over the Blue Ridge Tigers. 9 minutes left in the first quarter. We'll be back after this on the Big Friday Night Scoreboard Program, Game of the Week on KETR. Welcome back to Bulldog Stadium in Cooper, Texas. Cooper Bulldogs going up early on the Blue Ridge Tigers. They're ready for the kick. They're up 7-0. Here's the kick. It's out to the 20-yard line, fielded at the 18, and he's coming across the near side. This is Chance Dotson for the Tigers. He tries to reverse field but gets taken down. This will set the Blue Ridge Tigers up around the 22-yard line, their own 22-yard line.
And good job by Cooper once again on their special teams there. When Dotson tried to cut back, they maintained their lane and they continued to contain that the far side of the field as well to prevent him from cutting back.
Nice deep kick, too. We've been seeing a lot of short kicks throughout this season with the Commerce Tigers. Cooper's out here kicking it deep. Here's the snap. It's fumbled. It's on the ground. I think Blue Ridge was able to jump back on this one, bring up a 2nd and 10 for the Blue Ridge Tigers on that mishandled snap.
Yeah, just a miscommunication in the exchange right there between Walters and the center. Fortunately for Walters, he immediately recognized it, knew where the ball was, and jumped on it before any of the Bulldogs could get in the backfield.
So 2nd and 10 for the Tigers on their own 23-yard line, 8:35 left in the first quarter, 7-0 Cooper. Shotgun formation and back to each side. Here's a snap. He's trying to run up the middle. Breaks it to the outside. He's got a little room to run. Caught in pursuit. Taken down after about 3 yards. To bring up a 3rd and 5 or maybe a 3rd and 6.
Yeah, number 56, Bradley Davis, senior defensive end, able to make the adjustment. Over pursued a little bit, was able to get back and contain him, keep him to a minimal gain.
So Cooper scored on a 5-play, 50-yard drive, 54-yard drive. And their first possession, second possession for the Tigers. Three receivers near side, shotgun formation. Here's the snap, quick slant over the middle. Caught for a first down, plunging forward under a sea of maroon, taken down, but still enough to move those chains.
Yeah, number 7, Slater James. We mentioned him earlier in the pregame. Just able to go up and get that pass. Not bad coverage by number 12, Dante Barnes for the Bulldogs, but he just was a little Slater James just a little bit bigger and able to go up and get that pass and get a first down for him. It was a gain about 7, you said?
Around that. Blue Ridge from their own 33-yard line. Here's a snap. Hands it off. He's looking for a place to run. Backtracks and falls down. Slips on the turf. Goes down. Tyson Walters couldn't find anywhere to go. And Cooper gets the tackle for the loss, losing about 4 yards on that one.
Yeah, go ahead and give 51 Kirk Fogelberg the credit for the tackle. But like you said, number two, Tyson Walters, just kind of tripped on his own feet, fell down in the backfield on his own there. Very fortunate for the Bulldogs and unfortunate for the Tigers.
Looking to the sideline for the play. 6:58 left in the first quarter, 7-0 Cooper. Blue Ridge with the ball. He's under center. Tyson Walters, here's the snap. Hands off up the middle, trying to find some room. Can't. It's a 1 yard gain for Garrett Mathers.
Yeah, good job right there by the up front, the front four by the Cooper Bulldogs, just maintaining their gaps and not allowing the offensive line to get a push for the Tigers.
Brings up third and 12 for the Blue Ridge Tigers. They're behind early, don't want to get behind anymore. They have found nowhere to go against this Bulldog defense. Shotgun formation, back to his right, triple receivers on the far side. Bootleg to the right side, fires it upfield. He's got a man and it's overthrown, lands out of bounds. Could not find the 6'3", 165-pound junior Christian Inlow, even though he was wide open, and brings up punt formation once again.
Yeah, Chance Thornton right there coming out of the safety position, playing center field. It's pretty fortunate that ball was thrown to the out of bounds, or else he might have had an interception on that ball.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little overthrown. You wonder if maybe the ball was a little slick, slipped a little, or just under pressure. This Bulldog defense has been mean. Here's the snap. This punt's up instead of off a guy, and it's fielded at the 41-yard line of Cooper, and that's where they'll take over. 6:08 left in the first quarter, 7-0. Bulldogs looking strong so far. Now, Brian, this I have not seen as much as I expected from Blue Ridge. Blue Ridge has looked pretty flat here in the early going, both on defense and offense. I expected them to come out and there'd be a little more tougher battle. Maybe I expected there to be two touchdowns, one for each side by this point in the game, a couple of possessions in.
Well, I got to give Cooper's defense some credit. Like we had talked about earlier in the game or before the pregame, that actually, you know, they've given up some points, but they've also played in games where they've kept points to a minimum.
Here's the snap. Handoff over the left side. He's got some room to run. He's got the first down and more. Still going to the 35, the 30, into Tiger territory. Pushed out of bounds around the 22-yard line. A huge run by Taylor Knickerbocker.
Oh, yeah. Great job right there. And once he got to the linebackers, he just dodged a few, ran a few over, and was able to stiff arm his way. Finally brought down by number four, Christian Inlow, by the Blue Ridge Tigers on the play.
37 yards. On the carry for Knickerbocker. The Cooper Bulldogs at the 22-yard line of the Tigers. Here's a snap. Handoff up the middle. Fakes it. He keeps it. He's off to the right side. He's to the 15, the 10, reaching for the goal line and out of bounds at the 2-yard line as quarterback.
We've got flags in on the play right here, Kevin. I thought that was an incredible block by number three, Zacchaeus Turner, on the end right there. But apparently he might have got too much of the backside of the defender for Blue Ridge for that to stand. Looks like that's going to be coming back.
This is going to be a block in the back, exactly as you said, Brian. So this one's going to come back. A very good play. They picked up. It was sort of a read option up the middle, fake the handoff. But Trenton Jones pulls it back in at the last second. The defense had completely keyed on Taylor Knickerbocker after that huge run he had. Trent Jones had a lot of room on the outside, of course. That huge block that drew three different flags pushes him back and makes it all for naught. So first and
spot of the foul.
It'll be from the spot of the foul, so still first and 10. Here's the snap. Hand off to Knickerbocker up the middle over the left side. Hit immediately and taken down for no gain. Second and 10 for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, good job right there by Blue Ridge to actually contain the middle and not allow him. He was hit immediately by the defensive line right there. I didn't exactly get a number on it by Blue Ridge, but they didn't allow him to get outside on the play.
Actually, this will be a 1 yard loss, so second and 11 for the Bulldogs. 4:58 left in the first quarter, 7-0 Cooper. They're threatening to score again. Here's the snap. Takes the handoff over the middle. Option out to Zacchaeus Turner once again. Cuts up field. He's hit after about a one-yard gain. There's a flag thrown on this one. We may have another block in the back or hold.
Yeah, that, I think that might have been a hold, but let's, like you say, yeah, once he got over it, it was a great job by him even just getting positive yards on that play. It looked like the Blue Ridge Tigers read the option well there and was going to contain him.
And we do have a hold on this, so that'll push them back again. Bulldogs shooting them themselves in the foot on this drive. But they do have the lead, 7-0 over the Blue Ridge Tigers. 4:45 left in the first quarter. This one won't be another first down and 10 after the penalty. It's going to be a second down and 20.
Second and 21. After
second and 21, yeah. Absolutely, Brian. You are correct. Third from the Blue Ridge 31-yard line, the Cooper Bulldogs going left to right. Pistol formation. Trenton Jones at quarterback. Taylor Knickerbocker behind him. Here's the snap. Trenton Jones fades back, looks upfield. He's under pressure, takes off running over the left side. He cuts upfield to the middle of the field, gets taken down near the first down. That's going to be about 19, maybe 20 yards on the carry for Jones.
Oh, great job by him right there to realize that his receivers were covered. He tucked, he ran, and it really was a touchdown-saving play right there by number 32, Byron Messerol for the Blue Ridge Tigers.
Got a busted play. He looked upfield. Pretty sure this was a designed pass under all kinds of pressure that winds up being 17 yards on the carry. We'll spot this one up at the 15-yard line. Third and two. Here's the snap. Handoff up the middle to Knickerbocker. Plunges forward, and he looks like he's got the first down, Brian.
Yeah, again.
They're not giving it to him?
I believe so, yeah. They're motioning, signaling first down right there. Yeah, just a straight dive up the middle right off the center. 3-yard pickup. He just ducked his head and does what he does. He's a pretty big kid.
Knickerbocker, 5'11", 185 pounds senior. Comes into the game with 41 rushes for 541 yards and 6 touchdowns and a 69-yard long. Shotgun formation, 2 backs behind. Jones in the pistol. Here's the snap. Pitches back to Chance Thornton. Cuts over the right side. He's in for the touchdown. Chance Thornton, their Swiss Army knife, getting it done on the ground.
Yeah, a little change of pace back right there. Chance is extremely fast. He was able, once the man came in motion, allowed his blockers to get right out in front of him and just really split the seams of the defenders right there and was able to march in virtually untouched.
So 13-0. Cooper over Blue Ridge pending the extra point. Chance Thornton is the holder on the extra point. Trenton Jones is the field goal kicker. Here's the snap. Here's the kick. They got a hand on it. Blue Ridge did, but it barely gets over the upright. Extra point's good, and they made it exciting.
Wow, they sure did right there. Low kick, able by Blue Ridge to get their hands up, knock the ball, and, you know, fortunately for the Bulldogs, it was still able to trickle through the uprights.
So 14-0, Cooper over Blue Ridge with 3:08 left in the first quarter. We'll be back with more after this on the Big Friday Night Scoreboard Program, Game of the Week on KETR.